Al Jazeera's international correspondent Zeina Hadir, who's in Beirut. She visited the scene last night.
Well, there was a lot of tension when we arrived. The Lebanese army, they were deployed on the ground. So were a number of peacekeepers from the UN peacekeeping mission. We were not allowed to approach the vehicle that was targeted, the vehicle that was shot at. This is what we understand from judicial sources. So we were not allowed to approach the area. Investigations were underway. People didn't seem apologetic, if you like. This is an area of Lebanon where there's a lot of suspicion towards the UN peacekeepers. Now, of course, we spoke to a number of people on the ground. We heard, you know, different narratives. Like I said, the investigation is still underway. What we understand from security sources is that this was not the normal route the UN peacekeepers usually take as they make their way from Beirut. They were traveling from South Lebanon to Beirut. What we understand is they took a wrong turn. They took the turn and they were on the coastal road, not the main highway. This, of course, does not in any way justify the attack that happened. But I'm telling you what security sources have been telling us. Now, they took the wrong road. Apparently, they were faced with what the Irish Defense Minister also calls a hostile crowd. They were attacked. The peacekeepers tried to escape. They were chased, and then they were shot at. So this is what we understand happened from sources. Again, the investigation is still underway. The UN spokesperson, the UNIFIL spokesperson, just spoke to me a short while ago, and he is saying that, you know, what happened is clearly a crime. It's unacceptable. Perpetrators need to be brought to justice, and the Lebanese authorities need to assist us in the investigation.
You said that people in the area were, that there was hostility towards UNIFIL. Were people surprised to see a UNIFIL armoured vehicle in their village?
This is what people were saying on the ground. You see, there's a lot of suspicion in southern Lebanon. Southern Lebanon is a stronghold, if you like, of Hezbollah, which is one of the most powerful political parties in the country as well. It's also armed. It's also an armed group. It says that its arms are needed to protect Lebanon from Israel. Its critics and the opposition in Lebanon believes the very fact that Hezbollah prevents the state from imposing its authority across the country allows incidents like these to happen. So over the past year, there were incidents, minor incidents involving villagers, supporters of Hezbollah, and UNIFIL. Sometimes there have been, you know, skirmishes between them, but never were arms used in those incidents. The UN have called those incidents attacks. People get suspicious when they see a peacekeeper even just taking a photo. So there you have this sense of hostility towards the UN. They don't trust them. They think that they work on behalf of Israel because their mandate is to ensure an area along the border of southern Lebanon with Israel remains free of arms and free of fighters.
You've seen the comments from the Minister for Foreign Affairs here, Simon Coveney. He says he doesn't accept assurances from Hezbollah that they weren't involved in what happened.
That is true, and he is waiting for a full investigation. We also understand that there could be separate investigations, the Lebanese army conducting one, the United Nations another. We also understand that Ireland intends to send a committee here to Lebanon to follow up on the investigation. I can tell you that Lebanon is a country where there's a culture of impunity, if you like. There have been, over the years, assassinations, political assassinations, bombings, and never has a culprit been arrested or, you know, tried or known, if you like. So maybe the very fact that Ireland is insisting on sending a committee here means they have little faith in any local investigation. Now, Hezbollah was very quick to deny any responsibility, saying that and actually calling what happened an unintentional incident. Now, this has caused some anger in Lebanon. Its critics say that, you know, that this is much more than unintentional incident. They believe the very fact that, you know, these areas are under the control and sway of Hezbollah means that they should be held responsible for what happens in these areas. So even the caretaker interior minister, the interior minister in the country, saying that you cannot hide behind the people, you cannot blame people, because in that statement made by the senior Hezbollah official, he said that this was an incident between the Irish peacekeepers as well as residents in the area.
The Lebanese Prime Minister visited the UNIFIL base this morning. Tell us more about what he had to say.
Well, along with the Lebanese army chief, yes, they visited the UN base. Of course, they paid their condolences and they promised the United Nations that an investigation will be carried out and that perpetrators and those responsible will be brought to justice. They're still calling this, you know, an incident. They're stopping short of calling this an attack. Now, most security sources will tell you this was not a premeditated attack in the sense that these troops took the wrong turn. They were not planning to travel along this route. There was no, you know, IED planted on the side of the road. So they're not calling this a premeditated attack, but they're calling it an attack nevertheless, because even if you didn't want peacekeepers to pass along this route, there's no justification, you know, to open fire.
That's Al Jazeera international correspondent Zeina Hadir in Beirut. Let's speak now to Andrea Tenenti, Chief of Strategic Communications and spokesperson at the United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon, or UNIFIL. Andrea Tenenti, good afternoon. Thank you very much for talking to us today. What's your understanding of what happened on Wednesday?
Yeah, first of all, we are really deeply saddened by Wednesday night's incident, which came during a period of relative quiet. As mentioned earlier, there is an investigation ongoing to find out exactly what happened, so I don't want to preempt the results of the investigation. Notwithstanding the result of the investigation, I want to say that a peacekeeper has been killed, one young peacekeeper has been killed to travel to Lebanon to assist UNIFIL and to work with the mission to support the Lebanese army and also to support in the preserving peace and stability in the south. So this is an acceptable crime. It's an international crime against the UN. And we have been urging the authorities to help us, to assist us in the investigation and bring the perpetrators to justice as soon as possible. In order to understand better what happened, because it happened in an area outside the area of operation, so which is unusual. And as Zeina mentioned earlier, in going to Beirut, usually we have a certain route, which is the highway. And I assume that the vehicle took the wrong turn.
Okay, Al Akbia is not a regular part of UNIFIL patrols or activities. Is that correct?
No, this area and the highway is only used to reach Beirut. We are only deployed in the south of Lebanon between Litani River and the Blue Line. Of course, in order to move from this area to go to the airport, we need to use this, you know, the highway and going through Sidon to reach Beirut. So that's not, but the route is the highway, and supposedly the vehicle took the wrong turn.
The vehicles that the convoys were traveling in, what sort of protection would they have had in those vehicles?
These are lighter armored vehicles, so they are vehicles that are protected, and we also go through these routes with the Lebanese army. In this case, as I said, the vehicle and the convoy was traveling at around 11 p.m. at night. The roads are very, very dark. As you know, the crisis in Lebanon is also an electricity crisis. There is no public electricity. The roads are very dark, so it's not unusual to make the wrong turn and to find yourself in a different route. And that's what probably happened. But once again, what's important to focus now is to wait for the result of the investigations, and also to say out loud that it's a crime, it's an international crime, and also the Secretary General has been very strong in condemning it, as well as the Security Council.
Will you talk to Hezbollah as part of the investigations into what happened?
UNIFIL has not relations with political parties. As I told, the investigation has been launched by UNIFIL and by the Lebanese authorities also. So I can't speculate on what's going to be behind this incident and how this investigation will be conducted.
Do you expect them to be part of the investigation?
Well, I can just say that Hezbollah has offered its condolences and referred to the incident as an intentional in his public statement, and have been offering their support and also support to the mission and to UNIFIL.
And do UNIFIL
in relation to how the investigation?
My apologies. Do UNIFIL accept that statement? Do they accept Hezbollah's assurance that they had no involvement in what happened?
I'm just saying that in recent days we had an outpouring number of parties and institutions and authorities paying their condolences to the mission. So it's important that we have received this support and the understanding that that what happened is it needs to be carefully not only investigated, but the perpetrator needs to be brought to justice.
Andrea Trinenti, Chief of Strategic Communications and spokesperson at UNIFIL. Thank you for speaking to us this afternoon.